Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to thank those joining us today at blogtalkradio.com, whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Today we're joined by Keisha Green. She is a celebrated author, radio show host herself, as well as publisher. She's here to talk to us about a very special project she's doing, and especially because of the tragedy that happened recently involving young Trayvon Martin. Keisha, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks a lot for being on with us, and we're going to talk about this initiative that you're doing, Authors for Trayvon, that you and other authors have signed up for. It's a part of what All for One Authors Promoting Authors does, and I want to start off by talking about that organization and exactly how it came about.
Okay, so All for One Authors Promoting Authors was an idea that was brainstormed between Treasure Blue and myself. What we wanted to do originally was just have a spot, a resource for authors who were entering the literary scene, needing a little push, needing some guidance, but not necessarily having a lot of money to pay for a lot of information, but, you know, learn as you go, each one teach one. So All for One was created in September of 2011, and from that, it just grew. It became popular because what we would do is basically each week we would pick an author, and then the group of us would promote that one author. And just we were able to see, like, wow, what a difference it makes when you have a lot of people supporting one author as opposed to one person going out there trying to do it by themselves. So we, from then, we've been doing the same thing. That's the same purpose each week. It's someone else that we're promoting, and the results have been great. I'm proud of it. I love it. It's perfect. So with All for One just wanting to help this whole idea with Authors for Trayvon, it just seemed like it just went hand in hand because that's what we were doing anyway.
When
Jason Lee and Deatrice King Bay pitched this idea within the group, I said this is perfect for All for One because now we give back within the group, and there's 137 members of us there on that Facebook group, but this is a way to open the doors to everyone. So if you did want to help and you didn't know how to help, well, here, you know, you could do it this way through Authors for Trayvon.
Right, right. Now, we, for the first time, Keisha, just discussed the Trayvon Martin tragedy on this program yesterday evening. I was not personally really aware of it until about a week ago. I had been seeing some things but wasn't really sure what was going on. I think as a lot of people were. Yeah, I mean, so we've kind of seen all this bubble up. Now, there one thing, and the website is authors4trayvon.com for our listeners to be able to refer to while we're having this conversation. I'm curious, though, Keisha, and you and I talked a little bit about this before we went on, because some will look at this and say, you know, there's a lot of tragedies that are taking place right now. In my home state of Mississippi, where I'm at this evening, we lost two college students this past Saturday, one at Jackson State University, one at Mississippi State. So there's a lot of things, and neither one of those have been solved yet. What made All for One Authors Promoting Authors want to get involved in this particular case instead of others that are out there?
Well, you know what? Let me start off by saying, because I did actually say something on Facebook in regards to, you know, not to pick one incident over the other, because as I saw different people posting hoodie pictures, buying Skittles, buying Arizona iced tea, that was not going to bring back Trayvon or any of these other incidents, but we need to be aware. But more so, my whole point was, if we're going to be active and vocal about this case as well as others, we really need to make our voice be heard come November when it's time to vote. So whatever device that we could use to make our voice be heard and for people to pay attention, because this is not the first time something like this has happened. And honestly, I can't say that it's going to be the last, but this is the first time where authors have come together to do something, as opposed to, you know, this is just something we're going to whisper about and, you know, say, oh, no, poor thing. Oh, I wish I could do something. Well, this, you know, this initiative, like Jason has said, put you know, put your hoodies up or shut up. Let's just, you know, do what we need to do. And so
right.
it's been a great turnout. You know, a lot of people have been interested in helping and being a part of it, and that's it. It's just,
yeah.
you know, to spread some more awareness that, you know, for this family to see that, you know, it's not just, oh, sympathy for the poor black family. Myself being a mother of a 16-year-old son, that could have been my son. We heard Barack Obama say that could have been his son. So this is,
right.
you know, this doesn't just happen in Florida. I live in New Jersey. Do you think racism doesn't exist? It's all over.
Right.
But I
right.
feel that we have a voice and we should, you know, talk about it. Don't
exactly.
wait or talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And not only talk about it, you guys are actually doing something, and we're about to tell our listeners about that. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Keisha Green. She's an author, a publisher, a radio show host herself. But today she's here to talk to us about the partnership with All for One Authors Promoting Authors and what they're doing to as a fundraiser for Trayvon Martin's family. Now, this all begins on April 1st through the 7th. It is when this is actually taking place. The website is already set up with great information there. It's www.authors4trayvon.com. So walk us through, Keisha, exactly what listeners can do once they go to Authors for Trayvon, what they'll find there and what they can personally do.
Okay, well, if you go to the website, you will find that you can make a donation that will go directly to the family, and it's not where, you know, we're making it where it doesn't matter what you're donating, you know, no donation is too small, too big, whatever your pockets can afford. So you can donate there and show your support, and also by showing your support, we mean, okay, if you're making a donation, then you would send your information over to Beatrice. She would then post your information, meaning your book information, on the page with an Amazon and or Nook link for people to purchase your book directly from this site as well. And what we're doing, the authors on our end, if you're not going to participate that way making a donation, is we're taking our royalties from that week and donating 17% to his family.
Wow.
So if you go to the website and you see the authors listed there, those are the authors who have agreed to give 17% of their royalties for that week to Trayvon Martin's family.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, too, you know, the 17% is amazing that they're doing that. And what you guys have done has made it very easy for readers of different interests. You guys have already
mm-hmm.
broken it down on there by the genres. So people can kind of have an idea of, you know, of who they may want to be able to get. And as you said, they can just go there and to make a donation as well. Now, April 1st through 7th, I know, has significance, the reason why that was chosen, as one, as well as the minimum donation, I think, was listed on the site is 17 cents. Of course,
mm-hmm.
that is remembering the age of
right.
the young man, Trayvon Martin. So you mentioned something interesting, Keisha, because this is personal for you because you have a 18 yourself. What do you hope listeners will take away from this so that they won't just separate themselves and say, well, that was Florida? Why do you want them to know that this is something that is really a part of them, whether they realize it or not?
I want them, if you have a child, if you have a son, and I don't even want to put it as just a son so it doesn't seem like racism doesn't attack females, but, you know, for the parents out there of teen boys, this is something that your son, this can happen. Anyone with a hoodie, this incident, this kid was Skittles in an Arizona iced tea. He's on the phone talking to his girlfriend. This man, you know, is calling him a racial slurs and kills him. And not even, I can't even say kill, murders him. And so my point with this is that to raise awareness that, look, I'm not saying that we should stop wearing hoodies, you know, because I heard that, you know, Geraldo Rivera said that wearing a hoodie was part of the reason. No. I want just the awareness to be out there, that just be alert. You know,
mm-hmm.
don't think it cannot happen to you, because oftentimes enough, people sit, you know, they get into that tunnel vision and think that it can't happen to them. Then when it does, it's like, oh, my God. But just be alert. Be open. You know, just don't take anything for granted, you know.
Right.
And these things, these events, it's so many of them that take place, and they don't get, you know, the mainstream media buzz like Trayvon is getting. You know, it's just sad. And when you see celebrities are saying, you know, speaking out, and there's nothing being done, it's really, really sad. So I feel like as an author, because here it is, my job as an author and a publisher is to promote literature through literacy with reading. This, I'm talking to, you know, adults, young teens, whatever. Just, you know, this is important to me. You know,
right.
And I feel that, you know, this is a child. This is someone's child. And that I felt, you know, we just needed to do something. And it wasn't where, you know, we pick and chose. This, you know, these, like I said, these type of events happen. And so we just, you know, Jason and Dufru, we just said that, you know what, let's just start here and move forward. Who knows what's going to happen? And, you know, luckily people saw, you know, what our intentions were, and they were like, go for it. And so the support
right.
has been wonderful. So you just wanted to use, you know, our collective voices and resources just to spread the word. That's all.
Right. And just like this story has really, I think, grown thanks to social media. You all are using social media as well. Again, I'm speaking to Keisha Green. She's an author, publisher, talk show host herself. She's here, though, today talking about the collaboration of All for One Authors Promoting Authors and what they're doing as a part of a fundraiser for the Trayvon Martin family. You can go to www.authors4trayvon.com, and you can find out different ways that you could actually not only contribute to the family, but also there are authors that are also signed up for this. Once you purchase some of their work, that these authors have already agreed to be able to give a percentage of the royalties of those sales to this fundraiser as well. So again, you can go to www.authors4trayvon.com for more information. Let's talk about the role of social media here, because once people go to the website, Keisha, mm-hmm. there's different things. Not only can they get the information, you guys have made it very easy for them to be able to share it on Twitter, Facebook, however
yeah,
they may
that's
use.
That's so important. It's very
yeah.
important. And before I answer that, I do just want to let them know, the listeners know, the authors, if you, for example, because when we say royalties, the 17%, a lot of us are self-published like myself, so I control the royalties. I know when they're coming in. But a lot of authors that are signed with, you know, independent publishers and major publishing, their royalties come quarterly. So we wanted to open the door to everyone, so that's why you're given the option of giving 17% of your royalties if you can, or giving whatever you want to give.
Gotcha.
So just yeah. I just wanted to clarify that.
Sure.
So, you
sure.
know, if somebody was listening saying, well, I don't get my royalty check until June, you know, type thing. So
right. So talk to us about social media and how people can continue to spread the word about this campaign, Keisha, and what's going on from April 1st through 7th.
Okay, well, because of the beauty of social media, I mean, Twitter, Facebook, you know, we have so many different means to spread the word. So what we're doing, just in conjunction of, you know, keep telling everyone to go to the website, www.authors4trayvon.com, we also would like, you know, authors that are involved in this particular project to use the hashtag authors4trayvon when you're tweeting, just so we can keep spreading the word. When you're on Facebook, if you see, you know, the link on someone else's page, just please press the share button so we can just keep it going. The more people know, the more people, it's just, you know, it goes viral. It just gets bigger and bigger, and more people can support, because we all know what it's like to, you know, be in a situation where we don't, like, you know, financial-wise with this economy, it's just hard. So if we can help out with this family, these legal expenses or whatever the case may be, just something. Every little bit counts. So don't feel like you can't give something. You know, there's no dollar amount. If you can't do, you know, a dollar, you can only do the 17 cents, no one's going to say, well, shame on you. It's what you can afford.
Exactly. Well, Keisha, I definitely appreciate you coming on. Again, it's
Thank
been
you
one
for
month to
me.
The date. Oh, no problem. Been 1 month to the date now since the death of Trayvon Martin, and this is just another way that people can help out the family. Again, it's a great fundraiser, and again, you can support it by doing what you already are doing, by purchasing books. By these participating authors that are willing to give of their own resources as well. Again, go to www.authors4trayvon.com. There you can read not only the press release, but also find out different ways that you can get involved. And then, of course, you can share the information on Facebook, Twitter as well. Keisha, again, thank you so much. Continued success to you. And feel free to come back. We'd love for you, when the campaign starts, to come back and to remind us again.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our resident chef, Bruce Treader, will be here to give us our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live at 92.3 FM and on blogtalkradio.com.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.